Wow, God is so great. Okay, I'm going to count to three, right? And we're going to shout the name of Jesus. Okay? One, two, three. Jesus! Come on. Come on. I like this so much. You know what, guys? That was great praise and stuff. That's awesome. Thank you, God. Okay, can we bow our heads and close our eyes to thank God? Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, God, for dying on a cross for us, God. As we're your children, just now, we worship you, God, and we love you, we want to serve you. God, help us so that we can open our hearts, so that we can listen, do what you ask us to do. God, I just pray what I'm going to speak is not going to be about me, but Lord, it would be you speaking in me so that people will follow you, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you, God. Thank you, God, for who you are. God, you are great. We love you. We worship you. Open our hearts, God, to receive and to do. Amen. Okay. I want to share something with you before I start. We're going to basics this term or something like that. So that's great. Okay, so we're going basic. So we're going to be doing worship. We're going to be talking about worship and stuff. That's great. Okay, so a friend of mine, you know, she's from a church. She's just a new Christian and stuff. And she went to the pub, right? And then this guy, and she's excited about God, and she's telling people about God in a pub. How great is that? That's hot. That's the hottest thing on earth. Okay, so, yeah, so she's telling God, and she's like, yeah, you know, I'm just a Christian, and blah, 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 and this will happen to this guy. He's a 60-year-old guy, right? And the 60-year-old guy says, ah, well, and no, actually the Bible is talking porkies. I don't believe it because it contradicts itself. You know, it's not true, blah, 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 blah. And she's telling me, she's like, Iris, you know, the guy has been reading the Bible, like, a lot, like, he knows the Bible from A to Z. And I don't really, because I'm just new in this Christian thing, so I don't know the Bible very well as he does. And I'm like, okay, well, it's time for you to get to your Bible then, yeah? But if, of course, we don't know everything, but here the thing is, the guy, he can quote the verses as well. It's funny. The thing is, he knows the Bible, but he doesn't understand it. She doesn't know the Bible deeply, but she understands it. How great is that? So, it's just not about quoting the verse, but it's to live it, to believe it, understand it, live it. Okay, so, the curiosity, and he says, you know, he says, I don't believe in God. And at my work, I've been burned for talking about God and stuff. How rubbish is that? Because I was talking to the person I was working with. I'm like, yeah, you know what? We need to be saved. God is the light. And I was telling him about God and stuff. And my boss came in and she was like, no. We don't speak religion here. Let's not do that. But I do it anyway because I'm the light. I am the light in my workplace. You are the light in your college. You are the light in school. And, you know, and then he says, he would walk like, you know, he says the word God more than me. How is that? You know, when he walks, he's like, oh God, oh my God, oh my God. Every time he's like, oh Jesus, all the time. And I don't even, he doesn't even mean to be using it in vain. He doesn't even mean to curse God. He just says it. Oh God. Oh, God. And I don't even say that, right? Okay. He says, I don't believe in God. But, you know, the word God means one superior being, the creator. Basically, he's saying, oh, creator, oh, father, oh, father. He's saying it. He doesn't believe it. But you know what? He's saying it. He actually saying the truth. You know what I mean? He's just like, oh, my creator, all the time. He is talking the truth. He is saying it. And you know what? The difference about believing and telling the truth is, you know, believing is having faith in the unseen. So I'm believing that God exists, and I'm believing that I don't even see him, but I do believe that, you know what, he can do amazing things. He's great and blah, 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 blah. And he's just saying the truth. He's just saying the facts. He says, I don't believe in God, but he's saying that God is a creator. How is that? That's contradicting, isn't it? That's very contradicting yourself. How can you? No, it's crazy. And I'm like, wow. You say you don't believe in God, but you are. Every time when you say, oh God, you're actually admitting that he's a creator. You are, man. You know what? Guys, we want to admit it or we don't admit it. Christians, non-Christians, we do. God exists. You want to believe it or you don't. You know what? We're here in this place. We want to believe it or we don't want to believe it. But the thing is, God exists. You know, because we sing it all the time. Oh God, oh God. That means we're saying, oh Father, oh Father. Oh Creator, oh Creator. Yeah. Okay. This is good, this is good. Okay. Yeah. Worship. Let's go to the subject. Okay. First of all, worship, yeah? Okay. What we were doing there was to praise God. That's part of worship, yeah? Okay. First of all, worship is to give glory to God, yeah? Another word, you know, words, I've done some word search and stuff for worship in the thesaurus. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Thesaurus, yeah. It means adoration. So we adore God and we give God adoration. It means love. It means offering. So when we offer, when we do offerings and stuff, that means we're worshiping God as well. Okay? And exaltation, respect. That's also giving worship to God. Prayer, church service, or if you go to the chapel and stuff, that's worship. Honor, beautification, that's worship. Adulation is worship. So I know that you heard. Oh, first of all, before I can go any further, I would like to thank the people who came in my house after Callum preached and stuff. And Callum was saying that, you know what? Those of you who don't have any CDs, like any Christian music, come to someone's house and borrow, you know. And people did actually come. So guys, well done. That's great. You know. Now, they've got it, you know, they've got it in their iPods and they're walking like, yeah, praise God and stuff. You know, it's great. So, that's great. So, everything we do is worship, okay? Everything we do is worship. Okay, what we say is part of worship. When we speak the truth is part of worship. When we speak the truth to people, when we speak positiveness to people, that's worship. Okay, so first of all, by the second you open your mouth, you are worshiping. Okay, by the second you open your mouth, why am I saying that? Because your mouth is created by God. So your mouth worships God. Because God created the mouth. And he says, okay, so when the speaking thing comes on, you open your mouth and you start to speak words. Basically, the mouth obeys God. That's worship. For your mouth to just open, your mouth is worshiping God. How great is that? That's hot. And now, okay. Simply, it's why is it doing that? Because it's fulfilling God's purpose. Your mouth is fulfilling what God has called to do. So that's worship, yeah? Okay, but then pleasing God with your mouth is a different story. Your mouth has done its bit by obeying God's command for it to do. Now it's time for you to carry the worship. Now basically, okay, your mouth is like, oh, you know, I'm worshiping God, I'm doing what God has called me. But what are you doing with this one? What are you doing with your tongue? Is it worshiping God? Are the things that you're saying worshiping God? Are the things that you're saying with your tongue a positive stuff to help each other? Now, that's up to you. Because the mouth has already done its job. God has already pleased with the mouth. Now, it's up to you. And another thing. When we walk, we're worshiping God. Our legs are worshiping God because God says, well, legs, you're going to walk. And they're doing it. You know? So they're worshiping God. Now, pleasing God, it's a different story. Using those legs, where are you taking them to? That's a different story. How are you using them? That's a different story. Everything that we do is supposed to please God, worship God. Number three, using your hands worships God. You know, because God says, well, use your hands. You know, yeah, that's worshiping God because it's fulfilling the purpose of what it's been called to do. Now, where are you going to use those hands? Stealing, perhaps? No. So that's another thing. That's up to you. Basically, what I'm trying to say is our bodies themselves are worshiping God. How great is that? Your own body doesn't need to be. You don't tell your body to do stuff. It just worships God the way it is. That's why they say the body is a temple. It worships God. I love my body. It worships God. It's great. Okay. Your body gives honor to God because it's fulfilling God's purpose and obeying His command. Our body is already worshiping God, right? Because they are fulfilling the purpose that God has given them. Okay, second step. Second point number two. Where are we using them in a way that pleases God? That's the thing. Are we using them the way God wants them to? The way God wants us to use them? Number one, what we're saying with our mouth or with our tongue. Number two, the paths that we're walking in are the paths that God has called us to walk in. And number three, the things that we're doing are the things that worshiping God. Now, it is to us to carry out worship. It is up to us to carry out what God has already put in there. Praying is worship, offerings and worship, walking in the path that God has called you to walk is part of worship. When we worship, right, our hands are carrying to the heavens. When we worship, where do we carry our hands? Are we carrying up to the heavens? Isn't that true, innit? When we worship, okay, they're already fulfilling their purpose, but what are we doing with them? We carry them to the heavens, to God. With our mouths that God has given us, they're part of worship. While we're doing them, we give glory to God. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, let's carry ourselves, our bodies, to greater worship. Look at Genesis 4. Yeah. Verse 3. Yeah. Verses 3 to 4. The first family, Cain and Abel. Okay. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. Later, Cain brought some food from the ground as a gift to God. Abel brought the best part of some of the firstborn of the flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift. Okay, so Abel brought the best part of some of the firstborns. Because remember, Abel and Cain were actually worshiping God. They would like bring gifts and stuff to worship God and to bring praise to God. So basically, Abel brought the best to God. So he carried the best to God. You know, the worship was already there. The flocks were already worshiping God. What he brought to the table was already worshiping God. It's just carrying it. Are you carrying the best for God? Are we carrying the best for God? When we worship God, when we playing the piano, when we singing, are we singing the best for God? Our tongue, when they saying those words, are they saying the best for God? Are we doing it our bestest for God? Because he did. Cain did. Abel did. Let's not just carry our offerings, bodies, to greater worship, but the best worship. Even though that means we need to clap hands, jump. If that means the best, then do it. If jumping or being crazy and everything, if you think that's the best for God, then do it. Because that's what it's all about. And check this out. It says in 4, right? Abel brought the best parts from some of the firstborn of the flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift. The Lord accepted. Wow. Okay. Basically, accepted means welcome, secure, instead of rejecting. So basically, when you go crazy, Jesus, God, yeah, I love you. And you bring your worship. You know what I mean? You're like, giving my best. He's great, man. I love you, God. You know what I mean? And when you bring your best, God is like, wow, I'm welcoming you. I'm welcoming you. I'm you know what? I'm securing you. I'm welcoming you. Because that's what he done to Abel. He accepted Abel. So we want to be accepted by God. Let's bring our best. Offering our best in everything that we do. And let's look at Psalms 47. Verse 1 till 6. Okay. Clap your hands. Yeah. It's crazy. The Bible says clap your hands for God. Wow. That's great. Verse 1, it starts by saying, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with joy. Yeah, the Lord Most High is wonderful. He is great King over all the earth. He defeated nations for us and put them under our control. That's hard. He chose the land we will inherit. We are the children of Jacob, whom he loved. God has risen with a shout of joy. The Lord has risen as the trumpet sounded. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. That's great. You know, it starts with clap your hands. That's great. Because you know what? The hands already fulfilled its purpose. It worshiped God, and that's fine. But now, what are we going to do with them? Clap our hands and God a praise. So basically, in everything that we do, guys, we need to give God our best, offering our best, our tithes, our best, worship when we sing our best, when we playing the guitar, we play our best. And you know what? It's always, you know what? Mercedes' slogan says, the best or nothing. That's Mercedes' slogan. The best or nothing. Now, I think that's for God as well. The best or nothing. Because you know what? He rejected Cain's one and he accepted Abel's because he bought the best. Thank you.